We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Realtors, that is a great idea. You can sell every house you show if you'll just utilize your renovation programs. It doesn't have to be the 203K. There's 9 different renovation programs out there. So show the house, meet the client, make a list of all the things they want as you would do it anyway. And then when you go out to show them that first house, let that be the house you sell, and then you'll go sell a lot more. How can it sell it? If they have a 4-bedroom, 2-bath desire and you can only find 3-bedroom, 2-baths in that neighborhood, add a room. Let's give them that first house they show. And as you show it to them, ask them to make a list of the things they like and the things they don't like about it. And the things they don't like about it will become your scope of work. Da-da-da. How many times does a buyer find the house that's perfect for them right at the get-go? Not very often. I'm guessing they want to paint something. Maybe the kitchen needs updating. All these things can happen with the FHA 203K, which is one of the easiest loans to qualify for in the industry. So anyway, I can't believe how many consultants haven't been providing a property inspection report, which is a standard requirement with their 203K paperwork submissions. So our application, we have an app that'll provide the basic 203K home inspection / property inspection, which HUD requires us to disclaim as this is not a home inspection. I love it. HUD in their infinite wisdom said, you guys got to all be home inspectors. Okay. But I stopped doing standard home inspections in 1998 and went 100% 203K, which don't require us to be a home inspector. But as of 2011, they did. I'd come in 2009 and said, hey, you guys all should be home inspectors too. And I got them to hold off 2 years with our argument that what we do for HUD is a violation of the standards of practice for a home inspector. Except Florida, home inspectors are not supposed to price the repairs. And that's all we do, is create a scope of work and price the repairs. Now, if you're a homeowner and your consultant made you get a contractor bid first, you ought to ask for your money back. That's not the way it's done. The consultant goes out, helps you with the scope of work, and bids the project without any outside influences. That means no other contractor bid. And if he can't do that, he's charging you a fee for something he didn't provide. So it sounds harsh, but there's a lot of people out there that are claiming to be consultants that don't really have a clue. I was listening to a couple people on the, I was reading them on their, one of the 203K Head Pro websites. And I had to laugh because one of them said, I've been in this business now almost a year and I haven't had a 203K bite yet. Well, I have no idea what city you're in, but if you're listening today, I'm going to give you a big clue. I have a feeling you're in a tiny city. Can you find a mailbox in a much bigger city close by? On your HUD listing, where you have your name and your address and your phone number, add a line that says, we cover the entire state of Indiana, or what might be, or where you do cover. But put it in there, because typically when people are looking They might search all of Indiana, and they might see you, and then you'll get some work. I'm not sure where you live, but I'm sure I could find out, but it's not important to me. It's important to you. Now, the other thing, what we did in 19, oh God, I don't know how long ago, we had one of our guys say he wasn't getting into business, and he's located in Blytheville, I think Blytheville or Blytheville, something like that, South Carolina. So I had him go to Columbia, which was 5 miles away, and pick up a mailbox. He changed his HUD listing to show the Columbia, South Carolina address, and his phone started ringing. Remember, the way the HUD list is written sucks. If you don't get an order in the city you live in, nobody's going to find you. So that will help you greatly if you'll just go on there, change your, get a mailbox in a big city near you. At least you'll get the phone ringing periodically. But if you're waiting for the HUD list to provide you with gobs and gobs of work, guys, it is not going to happen. You need to market yourself differently. Our standard marketing that goes with our basic training, if you will utilize it, it's phenomenal. Training's $489. Gee, many Christmas. What kind of it? I don't know how I was going to say it there, but I won't say it. But that is a very low cost for the amount of marketing expertise we can give you in that basic training. And then if you want more business, take our advanced marketing. We've got an advanced marketing that's five-pronged. It shows you five different places to advertise your business. If you're not doing all five of them, then you're not doing marketing. Okay? The basic training, I put to use and perfected, and I had a meeting every Thursday night at 7 p.m. So every Thursday night at 7 p.m., I started talking. You need to set up a regularly scheduled seminar where you invite the public and you invite realtors, and there's a special way that we do that. So if you took our training and if you don't have all the business you can handle, then you need to go back and read the last part of our training book on marketing and do it. It won't do it for you, but it gives you all the tools. You can't complain that you don't have business if you're not willing to put in your time and effort to market the skills that you've learned. Let's see. While most 203Ks go off without a hitch, from time to time, the homeowner may find himself with or herself without anybody to talk to that knows the 203K like we do. Now, years ago, we got a phone call from a client in Ohio. We coached them, and absolutely free, by the way. Most of our help is free to the borrowers. Only when they ask us to write the letters and do the work do we charge. But I remember this one that came in Ohio, a major lender who is no longer in business, but I'm still not going to name him. And it's not Wells Fargo. Anyway, so they called up, a homeowner called up, said, here's what's happening. The consultant signed off the work. We didn't, because the work was done in a less than workmanlike manner. It was really shoddy. So we didn't pay. We didn't want them to pay him, but the consultant signed it off, and the contractor signed it off, and then they sent it to us and told us to sign it. Then the lender called us and told us to sign it. Said, you have to. If it's done in a workmanlike manner, you have to sign this. And he says, that's what I'm trying to tell you. It was not done in a workmanlike manner. It was not done in a professional manner. Well, the lender paid it anyway without the borrower's signature because the consultant signed it off. Now, the consultant should have known better. If your client's not happy with the work, you better look at that real carefully. Are you really happy with it? Our trainees, we teach that you sign last, always. And so many consultants are signing first and then sending it out for signatures. Don't do that. That can bite you in the butt. How, you say? Well, it's simple. You send it out to me, then you send it out to the homeowner, and then you send it to the contractor. And the contractor says, gee, everybody else is signed. All I got to do is change these numbers, and I can double my draw. Don't think they won't try it. That's when I developed. The first time it happened to me was in 1994, possibly early 95. I trusted everybody. I left the paperwork there, but I didn't sign it because I signed last. But what I did do is I left it on the site. Contractor was there. We walked through everything, and we wrote it. And I took the back side of my scope of work, and I wrote down siding 2 and how much money I authorized. And I wrote down the entire draw numbers. Apparently, he didn't see me doing that. So he was going to get the borrower's signature and submit it. And the lender at that time was a close friend of mine. And they called me and said, okay, Mr. Guru, you forgot to sign a draw request. And I said, I did. Why don't you send me that draw request and I'll sign it or tell you why I didn't. So they sent it over to me. I think we were faxing in those days. They faxed it over to me. I'm looking at it, and I compared it to what I had authorized. And this contractor, unbeknownst to the homeowner and me, hand-wrote a bunch of things in there and took a bigger draw than he was entitled to. At that point, I merely addressed the issue with the lender. And I said, this is not the draw that I approved. Isn't it great that I didn't put my signature on it, or you would have paid it? And the lender said, oh my God, what did they do? And I explained how the contractor changed the numbers after I left the site, apparently. So I don't even like leaving the paperwork anymore and get it out of my control. I'll bring it back to the office, and in most cases, do a DocuSign, or I'll just attach it to a PDF to an email and ask the person who wasn't there to sign it and get it back to me. It doesn't have to be a DocuSign type thing. I don't use DocuSign. I use Nitro 12 Pro 12. It's a whole lot less expensive, and I have it on all my computers that way. Anyway, it's important on those draw inspections that you write down what they want, have them sign it. And if I leave paperwork, I would put a diagonal line across each line item that's blank. And then I draw a line down the middle between them. So you may have several lines in the column 3. It gives them no chance to change those numbers without trying to erase my lines. So, but just make sure you cover yourself. So many guys are leaving yourselves wide open to be a unwilling participant in fraud. Sure. You know, you don't want to be part of that fraud somebody else is creating. So just be careful. Be aware of what's going on around you, and sign last. If you've got a program that automatically signs your name on a draw, you're crazy. You're just fraud looking for a place to happen. Now, I don't even know if there are any programs out there that do that. Ours certainly doesn't, and I would hope that our competitors don't as well. So let's see. Oh my goodness, this time is flying by. So we got a question from a lender coming up. Well, if you want to be part of the show today, please call us at 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Be part of the show. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We found the perfect house, but there's been no updating it for many years. Then we heard about the FHA 203K, where we can buy that home and get the money to fix it up all in one low interest rate loan. What a great idea.
Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. You know, I started to tell you the story about the house in Ohio. The client told us what went on. So they finally got to the point where they weren't getting anywhere. They asked me to write the letters, so I wrote them the letters. And this time I had them CC me. And it was so funny because it was a lender I do a lot of business with in California and Nevada. So they knew me. And it was so funny because the people, I gave them the letter, they emailed, they copied and pasted it in their email, signed it, and then CC'd me. And I got a call a few minutes after they sent it from that lender, from one of the big draw inspector managers. And she asked me, why are these people in Ohio copying you on this? And I said, because I have a website called 203K911. And they've been wronged. You guys really did them a disservice by paying for substandard work. And the consultant that you chose for this project, he's not doing anybody any favors when he signs off substandard work. And she says, don't do anything, and please ask them not to do anything else for a little bit. I'm going to talk to my manager. And when she came back to the phone, she says, here's what we're going to do. We are going to have a different consultant finish the project. We're going to have a different contractor come out there and redo the entire project properly at no expense to the borrower. We're just going to do it. And I was beside myself. I was pleased, shocked, but pleased, very pleased. And about a week to 2 weeks later, a similar situation with the same bank in Texas came in. So lo and behold, we did the same thing there. They put my letter out. They put CC my gun. And that supervisor called me again. I see you've got one in Texas. Where the heck do you serve? And I laughed. I said, we service the United States of America and all of its colonies. Oh, my God. I said, yeah. And she says, well, could you let them know we're going to do exactly the same thing with this deal or project as we did with the one in Ohio last week or two? So I said, you guys are fabulous. You're number one in my book. And we got off the phone. So both those clients had their houses fixed, totally redone by a new contractor. Get the other consultant out of the way. They clearly don't know what they're doing. Consultants, you need to set a standard. We have listeners of all different people in here. We have lenders listening today. We have homeowners listening that for one reason or another. I had a call on a 911 earlier today. And the way he heard about us was on this radio show. So that's fabulous. We appreciate that. I'm glad that we're doing some good out there. And I'm glad to see that there's lots of people from different groups listening. We have home inspectors that are listening, that are thinking about becoming a consultant. We have consultants listening who are getting into the business and don't know how to market themselves. That's the easiest thing to do. But we do it. There's maybe 1,000 different seminars that maybe have 1 degree difference. That 1 degree is everything. If you're giving a regularly scheduled seminar and you're not getting 10 to 14 deals a week out of it, you need to take our training, our marketing training, our basic training, and follow the instructions, and you'll be shocked how it works, how simple it works. And you'll be thinking, why in the heck didn't I think of this later or earlier in the game? So, anyway, if you've got a topic you'd like us to discuss, you know, call in and ask. Let's talk about it. consultants out there, if you've got an interesting project that you heard about or did, something that you had an interaction that came out favorably or not favorably, you know, we're not perfect. Nobody is. It's all in how you handle the problems, how the unperfect is handled, that makes you stand out above the rest. So let's see what's in store for us today. Let's get back here. We got a question from a lender. Oh, we sell a product, marketing. We guarantee the product will bring you 50 loans. This is for a lender. 50 loans within 30 days of our seminar. And believe it or not, I would say a good 80 to 90%, maybe 100% of that 50 will happen during the seminar. And that's what we do differently than anybody else's seminars. I'm going to tell you much more about it than that, but we do guarantee it. If it don't, there's an upfront fee. And then we get out there and we end up spending a week with you on the ground with your consultants that you typically use, retraining them where it's necessary, but tuning your entire department up, your sales crew. We did this once when the seminar was over. They got well over 50 leads. And they said, the owner comes up to me and he said, Mike, I don't know if we can close these loans within 30 days. I said, well, do your best. You're certainly not going to close them standing here telling me you can't close them. So the best you can do is what you can do. So some are going to be 35, 30, and 40 days. But do as many as you can. And he says, Mike, I only got 17 loan officers. I said, well, that's good. So you did good. Let's get them busy. Have them concentrate on their work. Get my consultants out there right away. So usually I'll stay there and I may even go out on a day or two and spend with the consultants on these jobs because there are so many of them. And we'll get some field training for your consultants. But this is fun. It's literally excites me to put a deal together in the room, put a house, get a realtor agency agreement signed between a new buyer who came to that seminar and didn't have an agent. Lordy, lordy, lord, that's exciting to me. Get 50 loan applications taken in one night. See, we encourage people to make an offer right now. Right now. So we need realtor participation. Realtors bring properties. Okay? And there's several other people that we have bring properties too. The idea is to make as much pop right now. See a difference. Some lenders have us back over and over again. They also have us train their crew to do a smaller seminar. I mean, we're looking at 1,000 people in a room. You get 500 to 1,000 people in a room, and we can hit 50 loans easy. It will shock you in a good way to see how it works. Okay, why not sell every house you show? It's easy, renovation lending. I think we touched on this earlier when we start show open, but if you're a realtor and you're going to make a list of all that buyer's desires, and then you're going to go through the MLS, would be typical. By the way, the MLS is not the only place you can find good fixtures or houses already fixed up that don't need any fixing. There are several other places, and we know them, and we're going to share them with you someday when you call us or when we do a seminar in your backyard. So, but the key is you want to get that list of everything they want, then go on the MLS or wherever you find your properties and find something in that neighborhood and get out there and show it to them. Tell them, I know this does not meet every one of your criteria, but it meets most of them, and I'd like to talk to you about that. If it meets most of them, let's see which ones it doesn't meet, and that will become the thrust of your renovation project. So if it's It's got everything they wanted. It's got the square footage they wanted. It's a big two-bedroom house. But they needed four bedrooms. And it's got two suites in it, two master suites currently, and they're big. It's got a great room. It's got a dining room. It's got a living room. It's got all these rooms, but it only has two bedrooms, and we need four. So maybe we need to put another bath in a hallway somewhere for guests to use, or at least a half bath, and add a room or two. We could add two bedrooms. There's some secrets to doing that, too. We had a client in Richmond, California, who was going to add another story to his house. And when he did, he had it all drawn up when I got there, and he had a master suite upstairs and two Jack and Jill bedrooms, you know, with the bathroom between. Stairs come up to the upstairs, but you're picking up three new bedrooms, so you got two, a net of two new bedrooms. Do you realize that it costs in California $15,000 per bedroom, or at least it used to? I don't know what it is. Pool tax. So rather than just pay that, I want you to change this room name, have your architect change it to Rumpus Room or Game Room. And these two here, one's a study, one's your library. Anyway, he reluctantly did that. He argued with me quite a while. Finally, he did that. Went down to pick up his own permits for this project, since it was a refi. Well, the loan was closing. He picked up his permits, and somebody at the permit department said, that looks like a master bedroom, and that looks like a Jack and Jill bedrooms. He said, oh, no. He says, we've got three bedrooms now, and it's just my wife and I. Oh, well, okay. Why do you need a rumpus room then? He said, oh, it causes the kids to come back and visit the parents. That's what it does. He said, oh, okay, good. I don't know where you learned this, but you just saved, I think they told him $45,000 at that time, because they were going to count the three bedrooms, $15,000 apiece. So he called me when he got home, and he says, Mike, thank you so much. You saved me so much. And that's one of the things that we use as a selling point for our consultation services. Don't worry about what it costs. Worry about what it's worth. We save our clients many times our consultation fee. Quite often. Most often. So I get such a kick out of these. Lenders don't mind making $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 on a single loan. Yeah. Why are they worried about our $700 to $1,000 in many cases? They shouldn't be. What does it do in turn for you? Okay. So let's see what's next on our agenda. Oh, look at that. We're almost ready to turn the page. Okay. There are so many realtors out there that don't understand the program, heard something about it from a friend 20 years ago, and they haven't done one because of it. I was in Sacramento the other day, and I provided a seminar for my good friends at Security Pacific Real Estate in Sacramento. From time, you know, they gave me 20 minutes to talk, and an hour and 20 minutes, I think it was, or maybe an hour, I'm looking at the boss, and I said, do you want to cut me off? And he says, no, no. As long as they're asking questions, you keep answering them as long as you're able to, which I thought was interesting and smart. But the people in the room, I think, got a different perspective, a different way to look at a renovation loan. One of them, for sure, was an investor. She'd buy fixers, and then go out and fix them and resell them. So she was, you know, getting more than one shake of this lamb's tail. But she was asking all the right questions. We appreciate it when we have feedback like that at the time of the inspections and at the time of the seminars. We like that because it lets us know that you're really thinking about this and how it could affect your business. But they like the idea of when they sell a house, if it's not perfect, fix it. Maybe the only thing wrong with that house you're showing a new buyer is the color scheme. So paint it. Have a professional painter come in and repaint that old house to the colors that they pick. That can be a 203K. That can be a limited 203K. That doesn't even cost you an extra half a point that a standard might. Typically, lenders just do a regular FHA loan or a limited 203K loan with a limited amount of non-structural issues. And it's the same cost, the same pricing. So they also have their in-house lender. Now, sometimes that doesn't work out well because the in-house lender may not know enough about the 203K. Therefore, he tells everybody, go find a different house. Okay, well, it's very simple. If they're doing FHA loans and they're not doing the limited, all they have to do is request it from HUD, and they'll be anointed over the phone. Yes, go right ahead. Start doing limited 203Ks. But anyway, we're going to take a break here. Please call us at 888-627-6008. I double dog dare you. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Hey, welcome back. We appreciate you being there for us and listening to us. I'd like to hear from you on the radio when possible. So give me a shot. Give me a shout out. And let's talk about your particular project or share one with us. If you're a consultant, feel free to come on, talk to us. Let us know about some of your experiences, good or bad. And it may be enlightening for others that are listening. Okay, so what is the FHA 203K versus the home style renovation? Now, those are only two of nine different renovation loans that we know about. There may be more, but nine of them we know about. Why would I use an FHA loan over a home style or vice versa? I'm buying a home that needs work, quite a bit of work. Which program is better for me? Well, those are all good questions that have come in last week or more. Some of them even older than that. But FHA typically has a lower down payment requirement of 3.5%, but it always has PMI, private mortgage insurance, that lasts for the term of the loan. That's not good. Now, not Fannie Mae's home style loan or home style renovation mortgage, as they call it, actually decided to get competitive with that, has a program for 3% down. It also has PMI, but if you put 20% down, the PMI goes away. And if after 2 years they'll take a look at it, the property may have appreciated so that you have 20% equity now, and they will remove the PMI from the future payments. So those are good, but FHA typically has a lower credit qualification. So your credit does not need to be stellar for an FHA loan. FHA has no limit on the amount of construction, you know, like home style does. So when you're getting ready to do a home style loan, you can only put in 50% of the purchase price into construction. That's can be a hurtful experience. You may have to switch to a 203K just to get a better shot at the construction. I know we're doing one right now that the people had it paid off, and they wanted to greatly enlarge the house, modernize it. We took it down to the foundation and rebuilt the house. It's not finished. gnarly. It's almost finished for those people that aren't from the Ozarks. So anyway, so they did a great job, and it was a $529,000 construction project. $529,000. So it costs a little bit more. So again, the home style renovation mortgage has 20% down. You got no PMI. That's pretty good. Home style renovation mortgages are typically for people with better credit. They're more healed, well healed, as they call it. And we got a little down, larger down payment typically. But the home style does have a cap on the amount of construction. It's 50% of the purchase price. So if you're paying $500,000 for a property, you can only do another $250,000 in construction. But if we get back on the East Coast, where you can still buy a house for $50,000, $60,000, $100,000, it becomes an issue. Home style, purchase $50,000, you need to put $75,000 in it. Maybe you need to put $85,000 in it. Then you're not going to do it with the home style. You're only going to be capped out at $75,000 in construction costs. Okay. So, next question was from a consultant. How much money can I charge for the 203K home inspection or with a home inspection for the home inspection with a 203K project? Well, that's a nice question. If they require one, then nothing. A property inspection is part of the 203K consultation, and it should be written. I don't submit photos with them. They're not required. Claimed as this is not a home inspection. This is not an option. For those of you who are new to the consultation business, if you get a call and they want a 203K consultation, that automatically comes with a property inspection, a written property inspection, not a home inspection. So, as you get that call, and you can try to upsell them to a full-blown home inspection, that is perfectly acceptable, but you should not push it on them. Particularly if it's a refinance, they've lived there for the last 10 years, they're going to do a remodel, and they don't need a home inspection. They don't want one, they don't need one, and you shouldn't be shoving one at them. So just be careful. Don't get caught between the crosshairs of HUD. That's not a good place to be. For those of you who charge for a home inspection fee on a refi, shame on you. I think you're out of line. On a purchase, you can try to see if they want a full home inspection. If they say, yes, we got a home inspector coming out tomorrow, say, well, you know, I can do it at the same time that I do this inspection. But typically, I can do a 203K property inspection in an hour, sometimes less. But it takes for a full-blown home inspection, people are spending 2, 3, 4 hours, depending on the size of the house and so forth, and writing a 58-page report. A 203K property inspection is typically a 3-page report. We have an app that we've developed for that. It is only available at the Play Store. It's called 203K Compliance Inspection Report, and it also has a compliance inspection report in it, which is another inspection you could be doing for your lender clients. Now you have another relationship with that lender. Typically, they've been buying those from their appraiser community. As an appraiser, I've done 1,000 of them, easily 1,000 of them. So, have you ever heard the expression, there's a 203K? I love it. You know, your family realizes what you do, your friends realize what you do, and you're driving down the street with them, and all of a sudden they see a house that's boarded up. Oh, there's a 203K. Well, that's true. You know, and I got a kick out of Peggy because she's even points them out to me now and then. Not so much as others have. That's good. But they think you don't see them, and you do. You just don't say it every time. If you got a family friend or you're a consultant, I'm sure you hear those words regularly and often. There goes another one. There's another 203K. I just heard from a neighbor this morning that the people behind her, the house, every shingle is off the house, and they're all in her backyard. And I'm thinking, whoa. So we're going to say again. Oh, okay. What do we have? Let's see if we got a caller. So let's see what we got.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Making it.
Where are you from? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Amarillo, Texas, but my concerns are my home that I'm purchasing in Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And I had a 203K loan as well, and I have a contractor issue that I'm going through with a contractor not really doing the work in a timely fashion, in a satisfactory fashion as well. And I discussed 2 weeks ago, I had a conversation with him, with my wife. I'm a truck driver, so my wife is going to, you know, trying to oversee the project while I'm on the road. And she called with some concerns of some of the stuff they was doing wasn't satisfactory. And I called the contractor, and he explained to me that it was premature for my wife to go over there and complain about some work that's not finished. But however, the work that she took pictures of was completed work. So, so you know, we were just trying to see about getting rid of this guy before, because we're almost at the end. Because the 203K loan that I received, it was for minor work. It wasn't a. It was, I think, the whole project was like $30,000.
Yeah.
And a lot of that was overbidded anyway, because he said he just wanted to make sure he had enough room in there, just in case it went to that much. But there's a lot of cosmetic work.
All right, what's your first name?
Jarius.
What name? Darius? Good to meet you.
With a J.
Oh, Jarius. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Let me talk a little bit about that. Quite often when the wife is left there at the house, contractors tend to take a little bit of an advantage. You don't build a house every day. You don't renovate a house every day as a buyer. Contractors probably renovate houses 5-6 at a time, maybe more. They take advantage where they think they can. Your consultant probably does a lot more consulting and working on these houses than you do, and should be there to help you, but realize at all times you and your wife are the boss. Don't let anybody talk down to the boss. In other words, you're going to have to stand up and be counted when it comes time. So you did exactly right in contacting the contractor. The work that is supposedly finished, has it been paid for already?
Well, one thing about the loan we had, he got a percentage up front to buy supplies. I think he got, if I remember correctly, it was like $12,500. He got
okay,
up
so
front.
He got. You're dealing with a limited 203K then, where they allow 50% up front. And the other 50%, he only has one more draw when the project is finished. It might be more trouble for you than it's worth, being that you're not home all the time, to try to fire him at this point. So let's hold his feet. Let's hold his feet to the fire and make him make those things right. Okay. And you don't have a consultant, because in HUD's infinite wisdom, they didn't mandate a consultant on limited 203Ks. But
that's correct. Yes.
If you want to call me after this show or email. Do you have my email?
Yes.
Okay, if you have my email, let me know that. And what I may suggest you do is get one of a consultants out there with you that knows what he's doing. You're going to have to pay him a fee directly, but it should be more like a draw inspection fee, somewhere like $350 plus a mileage, depending on how far from you he is.
Okay.
But then you've got a professional that's looking at this house, and he's looking at it for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to straighten the contractor out.
Okay.
That's what I might recommend in your case, since it's the doggone limited 203Ks. When HUD stopped financing our fee, that's crazy. In 2005, they said, hey, we're going to create a limited 203K, and you can use consultants if you want to. And then a couple of years ago, they said, you don't have to use a consultant anymore. And guess what? They say 98% of all 203K issues are limited 203Ks, probably just like yours, you know, where the contractor's trying to take advantage of you. But somebody at some point is going to have to come in and look at that work, and they're going to say, no, this is not acceptable. And you cannot let them bulldoze you at that point. You want to be sure and stand up, say, no, I'm not accepting this as being complete. That is very bad work. And you can go back to in Texas, you don't have a contractor's license board that I know of, but they don't have to license. But in Georgia, I believe they do have a contractor license board. And you can contact the lender when they approved that contractor to do this work. Should have, and I'm sure they did get a copy of his a copy of his bond, and call them or email your lender. Always put it in writing in case you ever have to go to a court or a hearing of any kind. You got it in writing. But I would send your lender a note and say, I need the bonding company's name, address, and phone number for our contractor.
Okay, good deal, because I do remember them had to get all of that in place while we were going through that process. The lender, they sold the loan already, but the original lender had, I noticed she has all that document. I think I have a copy of it, too. I'm going to have to look back through it. But
then what you do is contact that bonding company. Tell them that the contractor seems to be doing work that is less than professional and not in a workmanlike manner. And he's giving you the runaround. He's not getting out and getting the job done. We had a miserable one once where my client in Vallejo, California, got a contractor, and I gave the contractor instructions. This is a 30-day job, so you'll be finished no more than 60 days. And the contractor came out to the house, took the toilet out because he was going to be doing the floor in the bathroom, in the hall bathroom. And he set it in the hallway on a rug or on a piece of rug so it wasn't doing any damage. And then disappeared. And after 60 days go by, the homeowner called me and said, hey, my contractor isn't getting the job done. And I said, well, why not? You're his boss. Remember that at all times, you are the boss. You are in charge. So don't let the lender walk on you, and do not let this man be paid until the work is to your satisfaction. But be reasonable, and just realize that you are the man. You're the guy, and you're in the driver's seat at all times. When this contractor finally submits a final bill and says he's totally done, if you're not happy with the work, you're going to send a letter, an email to your lender, and say, this work is not done in a professional or workmanlike manner. And those are key words. Contractors hate to have you say that. And when you put that in writing, the lender wakes up and says, uh-oh, what have we got here? We better send somebody out to look. And at that time, suggest that they send a consultant out. Anytime the work on a limited 203K exceeds $15,000, there is supposed to be a consultant brought in to do the inspection. Okay. And we've got some real good ones in Atlanta. I think we've trained probably 12 or 14 of them in that area. So I'm sure if the lender doesn't have one, or if the lender does have one and they want to send them because they get to pick, get the name and send me an email and tell me the name real quick, and we'll make sure they're qualified. I may call them and talk to them and see how many times they've done this. And it doesn't cost you anything.
Okay, good.
You know, we're not doing anything for you that we charge yet. You know, only if I have to come out and hit the contractor over the head to wake him up.
I got people who play, had to play for the plane ticket. I got you.
No,
okay.
No, because I like Atlanta. I used to live in Columbus.
Okay. Okay, good deal. Yeah, I hang up and I've been listening to you online.
Okay, appreciate it, Jarius. Thank you for listening, and thank you for calling in. We appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Okay, let's see. Where are we now? I think we're past our break, so call us if you want to be part of the show at 888-627-6008, and we'll be right back after this short break.
We've been looking for a home in a great neighborhood, but they're all too small. Then we heard about the FHA 203K loan program, where we can add a room or two when we purchase and get a single loan to cover both the purchase and the room addition. What a great idea!
Oh, isn't that something else? I love it when we can help somebody. I enjoy helping everybody. We love to help new consultants get their head on straight, show them how to market their program, market their services. Before we do a lot of that, we like to make sure that they're trained properly. So we ask a few key questions of a consultant that comes to us for marketing to be sure that they actually know what it is they're marketing. So let's see. Okay. There's another 203K. I used to pass a foundation that had the subfloor on it all the time. There it was. It just sat there for a year. Year after year, it sat there. Nobody was doing anything to it. And one day I got a call, and the client said, I'm just thinking about purchasing this house, and he told me where it was and told me that it was a foundation and a subfloor. I said, is it right off the freeway, right off the highway there? And he said, yes. I said, okay, I've seen it. So here's the few questions you need to find out. You need to get answered before we can move forward. Was there ever a house there? And he said, okay, I'll find that out. Turned out there was. And did they incorporate any of the original foundation in that house, whatever? We ended up having to go out there and we eyeballed it, and we did find pieces of the old foundation, but they're not used where I would have used them. They really didn't apply themselves to the new configuration. So we asked HUD, and HUD at that time was pretty lenient, and they said, look, as long as there was a house there before and they've got this thing started now, we're going to suggest you go ahead and finish it. If you find any parts of the foundation, any of the pier and posts that used to be there, try to use them as much as possible under the house. So we did. And that was cool. But it's so fun to see these houses go. We did another one. Homestyle loan says if they're dried in, you can do a homestyle renovation mortgage on a house. We did one of those not too long ago that had the siding, the roofing on, the windows were in, doors were in, exterior doors. And the only thing inside, the plumbing wasn't done. And after we started that project, we found out that some of the plumbing, the contractor had drilled a hole in a 2x4 that fit a 2-inch drain line. And lo and behold, There was nothing else. It was just headed off at that point. So anyway, but thank you for joining us today. We appreciate Jarius's call. More than you know, Jarius, I thank you for calling in. Thank you for being with us, everybody. Join us next Sunday between 1 and 2. I'm not sure if I'll be here. We're going to be in Gatlinburg, Tennessee. We're going to try to do the show live, but you never know. You just don't know if you have the facilities there to get good contact. So thank you for being with us. May God bless you.
Tune in every Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time to BBS Radio Station 1 and learn more about making home renovations possible, profitable, and hassle-free. Isn't it time you learned how to make money doing something you love? Visit 203konline.com now and let's get your home makeover projects done right.